An official with the North Carolina Division of Water Quality presented to Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh a copy of the 2003 Infiltration and Inflow Study by McGill Associates for the town of Burnsville. In a letter to McIntosh dated August 20, 2008, Roy Davis with Division of Water Quality stated the study found the town's collection system to be in terrible condition, and Davis asked the town to inform his agency in writing which of the problems described in the 2003 report had been corrected. The study identified 8 major projects recommended to be corrected. We spoke with Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh, and he said he knew nothing about the study, and he gave us this statement.
After receiving notification that the 2003 infiltration and inflow study had been done, I went back and looked at meeting minutes that determined the council had been first advised of this study in June of 2002 in a budget meeting. They also were told about work going on in the study in December 2002, January, February, and March 2003. But when the study was received by the town in April 2003, there are no more mentions in the meetings, and I had never seen a copy of the study until it was brought to my office by the representative from the Division of Water Quality. It's interesting that later on in 2003, 2004, and 2005, the council authorized spending approximately $2 million on several projects, including the mobile performing stage, our new downtown sidewalks, new lamppost around the square, and our convention center, the town center. And that is what went with what money we had in the fund balance. And we also acquired a $750,000 loan during that time that we're making payments on. So, you know, I have to look back and wonder where the responsibility lies for all of this. And then I have to wonder, you know, where was the thought process and what went on during that time. But I do not have to wonder about where we are now. We are certainly, as so to speak, behind the eight ball. So the town is faced now with what was estimated in 2003 dollars, about $1.5 million in projects, which have not been done. I'm sure those estimates have gone up at this time, and so we are faced with some major expenditures in the near future. We're going to be seeking help from all the agencies certainly we can think of. And I think that we will have some assistance in that because there are several folks now who are really concerned about our situation, as the Tow River Valley Watch, the Division of Water Quality certainly, and those folks have been talking to other folks, hopefully high enough up in the government, that can get us some assistance. So we are in a critical mode right now, and we're going to try to do everything we can to get through this and move ahead.
Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh. In the letter to Mayor McIntosh, Roy Davis with Division of Water Quality also said he was in Burnsville August 1, 2008, and that's when the town received a hard rainfall for possibly a half hour. While he was at the Burnsville Wastewater Treatment Plant a short time later, Davis said he observed a dramatic increase in the volume of wastewater entering the plant, which has a capacity of 0.8 million gallons per day, but now was receiving wastewater at a rate of 1.6 million gallons per day. Then, on August 14, 2008, Division of Water Quality found very high fecal coliform counts in samples from Pine Swamp Branch. It was then Roy Davis reviewed the 2003 study. Then he sent the letter asking the town to inform Division of Water Quality in writing which of the problems identified in the study had been corrected. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.